This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. On FUBAR Radio.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car and 4 years no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years no call. Now I'm looking pretty in a hotel bar and I can't stop.
Shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
You, Lizzie.
Welcome
busy.
To FUBAR. I'm busy Lizzie. I've been a very busy Lizzie.
You have.
I've got London Fashion Week flu.
Oh no, the worst of all the flus.
Darling, it's a little bit of Julia McDonald, a little bit of Vivian Westwood, and it's all rolled in up my nose with the flu-y thing.
Well, I think you sound fine, and you look
darling.
Fab as well. That tan is very becoming.
Is it? Thank you.
I think maybe it's the
natural,
outfit.
Natural, baby. I haven't had a little spray. This is me.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't had chance. I haven't had time for a spray tan, anything.
Babes,
it's all been fashion.
Seen you all over the place. So how's it been?
Darling, it's been an adventurous week. Some shows better than others.
Oh, go on. Tell us
well,
who you've enjoyed.
Well, Julia McDonald, I have to say, was spectacular. Beyond, I have to say, one of the best. Mm-hmm. And the after party was Wild.
I'm jealous. Where was my invite?
You were invited, baby. I invited you, but I'm not getting a reply.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, but I would say Julian's was one of the best.
Okay.
There were a few odd body ones.
Okay. Did you see any good celebs?
There were a lot of celebs. Daisy Lowe, obviously, from Strictly. Mm-hmm. There were loads of celebs hanging about. My lovely Joe Woods, JB, Jean Bernard.
Oh, your new pal.
Yeah, he seems to be everywhere I go. yeah, there were lots of names about.
Wow.
Some better than others.
Well, of course, that's the nature of Fashion Week, isn't it?
But you know what? I got a bit of stick about my outfits, but that's all good.
Well, one of them was very see-through. People look on OK Online, maybe they'll be able to find it.
Did you do a thing on OK?
I'm trying to think. It was a little mesh top you had on.
It was like a fishnet. You know, like you have fishnet stockings. Yes. This was in the top.
Right.
My mother didn't really approve. It was by Little White Lies.
Well, it looked...
You remember that title because you tell a few when you're late.
Excuse me, you were cutting it very fine today,
well,
Lizzie Cundy.
I tell you why, I've got a guy that waits for me as I come into the show and he grabbed me and he would say, one more selfie. He couldn't get his phone right. I was like, you're making me late, please, let me go.
Well, and I'm glad you were because we have one very... very busy show once again.
My God,
Lizzie, we have
show,
no time for gossip.
I haven't even had a chance to tweet. I'm going to do a tweet now.
Well, yeah, so we've got some very exciting guests coming up. We've got our absolute show favourite, Gemma Lucy.
Oh, she
later.
Is a favourite of FUBA Radio.
We'll be finding out
she
all about.
She was in a pink little bikini riding a bike.
Yes, taking her rubbish out in a. Anyway,
do you take your rubbish out?
Well, yes, but not in a. In a bikini.
We could have compared bikinis. If
more you than me, I think.
Right, okay. So we've got lovely Gemma Lucy.
We've also got Simon Cotton and Kevin Leslie from new film Fall of the Krays. Very exciting.
Oh, wow.
Do you know much about the Kray twins?
I do know loads about the Krays because I'm very close with Patsy Kensit. Her godfather is actually one of the Krays.
Right, didn't know that.
There's a bit of news for you. Okay. I'm very good friends with Barbara Windsor, who's also friends with them.
Right.
I know lots about them.
Great, so we're going to have loads of questions from you.
I'm going to give
loads
of
questions.
Because
I'm not going to lie, crime syndicates are not my thing.
But there's been a lot of Kray movies. I like the one that Spandau Ballet Boys did,
yes.
You know, with the Krays.
Yeah.
I did love that movie, though it got a bit of stick.
Was there
a
Tom Hardy one as well?
Yeah, Tom Hardy was great.
So the Krays are very in vogue.
And I watched that on the plane coming back from the Maldives.
Oh, your favourite plays.
Yeah.
We've also got boy band member Tay-Tay. Now, you may not have heard of him, but I think people will do very soon. So we're going to question him about some...
Tell us about Tay-Tay. Well, I'm getting questions on Twitter.
Many people may know him best for snogging Zoe Ball. Remember? So we'll see. But he's in a boy band. We want to talk to him about his music, don't we? So got plenty of stuff to ask him.
Ask him about the snogging.
Well, but he's not the only controversial guest we've got coming on.
OMG! I've had James Whale on the phone already. Heavy D is in the house.
Boom.
With a new girlfriend.
Well, I don't know if he's bringing the girlfriend.
He is, apparently.
Well, okay, great. He's also running a bit late, so who knows when he'll make it. Well,
he's on his way, apparently.
We're swinging by the seat of our pants this evening.
This one is going to be loud. I don't know if I've had enough sleep to handle him.
You've never had enough sleep, Lizzie. You need to be in bed by 10 p.m.
I'm going to bed early tonight.
I don't believe you.
Now, there's a little Guy Ritchie thing happening, but I'm just going to whiz and say hello and then I'm going to bed.
Right. Well, good, because I have had them. I mean, this is my third week of no drinking, Lizzie, and I am bored.
Do you feel good for it
I feel fab.
But do you want to now have one?
No.
Oh.
So in a couple of weeks I'm going to Mexico. I'll probably have some drinks then. But weirdly, I don't miss it.
Gosh.
But I do miss the parties. I haven't been to many parties.
No, I haven't seen you. But you've been watching TV, doing your TV critics. There's been lots of TV.
Well, that's the good
thing.
To talk
about. And
today has been the day for TV gossip, I tell you now.
I don't. Everyone is talking about...
Great British Bake Off.
No, Brad and Angelina. Well, of course, and Mary Berry. Good, loyal woman that she is.
Well, we heard about Paul Hollywood, though. Controversial. So
yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Mary Berry is not going with the Great British Bake Off to Channel 4. And Paul Hollywood is going, making him the only one of the four, including Mel and Sue, who are leaving the BBC. Controversial.
What do you feel? Tell us on Twitter, because do you think he's a traitor or do you think he makes sense?
Yeah.
There would be no, I mean, if he left, there really would be no show.
Well, there'd be a tent. A tent and some ovens.
He said, I'm staying in the tent with the bakers.
Yes, where he belongs. That's what he said.
How do you feel about it?
Well, generally, I feel that Channel 4 might be able to pull it out of the bag if they get it right. But that depends on a lot of different factors. To me, Bake Off is like quintessential BBC.
I do agree.
But you're not a fan yourself, are you? You're not a watcher.
Can I just tell you, since you've been rabbiting on about it, I've taped a bit of it and watched it on my little Sunday afternoon night, you know, when I have a little evening off. And I got quite into it.
You did? Are you much of a baker?
Yeah, I'm good.
A master baker?
I am actually. I want to swear and sound bloody good. I make a great green curry. I don't make my own bread.
Okay.
But I am a very good
So you're more of
cook.
A chef than a baker?
I'm more of a chef. But I'm very good.
Okay.
I'm very good in every area of the house. The kitchen, the bedroom, you name it.
Lizzie.
No, I am good. I am good in the bedroom. With my saucepans. I can conjure up a dish out of nothing.
What can you do with melons? What can you do with your melons?
I have a lovely pair of melons, let me tell you. With a little cherry on top. It's very sweet to the taste.
Well, I'm a big Bake Off fan. And
yeah. How do you feel? Because do you feel he's being disloyal? Because it kind of a little bit of me feels... If he didn't go, then they would have to do something. Because this show can't end. And I feel... And I know his wife. His wife loves me. So I've got to be careful. She listens to the show.
Well, I think that... He's taken a gamble.
Right.
And
with his own career?
With his career and with the show. Because there's no way that I think on Channel 4 it's going to reach the same heights that it does on the BBC. Mm. But that doesn't mean it can't be good. I think but like I said, as long as they get everything else right. And last night there was obviously a big shock because Val, everyone's fan favourite, was struck out of the tent because she was basically an absolute complete fucking disaster. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you.
God, don't mince your words.
No, I mean, I get why everyone liked her, but Jesus, she really couldn't bake to save her life, which is obviously very important when you're in the bake-off. But it's not the only showbiz news, is it, Lizzie? Because...
God, I don't want to say it.
It is the end of Brangelina.
There is so much going on with this, let me tell you.
Yeah, so have you heard about what is alleged to have broken... has broken today, but is an alleged story.
Well, about his violence.
Yes.
Yes.
So there, TMZ, the online...
I'll have to say that is my...
They've got it all right.
Yeah.
So
go on, tell the listeners.
The alleged rumour is that he is being investigated for child abuse because he got drunk on a private jet and was physically and verbally abusive to their six children. Now, no one knows any more details than that. According to TMZ, they were investigated by the child services in America. But...
This was on a plane, on a private jet.
This was on a plane, but there were some pictures of them getting off the jet afterwards, and everything seemed fairly normal.
Mm.
But yeah, the child services have apparently been involved, but no one knows the truth as of yet. But the fact that she has gone for sole physical custody of the children
says to me
that there's more to this than. What do you think?
Okay, do you want me to be honest?
I do.
I've interviewed
Always.
Her many times.
Interviewed her?
Yes. I did ITV at the movies for 3 years. How many times? I'd say about 6 times I interviewed her, and very calm, very sweet, very lovely, I have to say. But I know you only have
that.
He, on the different occasions I've met Brad, he's been quite different. And a friend of mine who I'm trying to get on the show, who has actually worked with them, said his mood swings were quite...
Well, rumour has it he's a bit of a weed smoker and a drinker.
Bit arrogant, shall we say?
Really? Interesting.
And he didn't want to say hello. The guy said hello to him. He said, don't use my name. You don't know me. And it all kind of...
Okay.
But it could have been a bad day.
Yeah.
Who knows? We just don't know. Do you know what?
What do you make of the sole physical custody thing? Because I think that kind of tells more of a story, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. And if a mother goes for sole custody, there will be a genuine reason. I don't feel... I mean, I don't know her and we're guessing, but... She isn't the type of woman, I don't think, that would have done that if there wasn't
a good reason.
But friends have openly admitted, yeah, he smokes weed, yeah, he's lost his temper. Is that a reason for him not to have joint custody? I mean, I'm interested in what other people think, but I think there's some there must be something more to it than, you know, if she's going for sole custody, there has to be something more to it.
Yeah. Well, the temper thing is an interesting one because it can really affect a child when, you know, when they're having to predict a parent and their mood swings and all those kind of things. I think that can be really...
It can be damaging.
Damaging, exactly. That's the word.
And, you know, I've had a terrible breakup, which was awful. And people don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
And, you know, I used to be on, you know, GMTV and everything talking about giving advice to various footballers' wives and girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no one knew, you know, really my own marriage was falling apart.
Yeah.
And I don't think when you've got... Especially a couple that are so hot. I mean, they're the hottest American couple. You know, they're the prince and princess, you know, of Hollywood.
Of Hollywood.
And yet, we do not know what is really going on. Mm. We all love the, you know, it's a beautiful Hollywood story and they've adopted kids, beautiful children, but not all what it seems. And I think there is a little bit more to it, but I feel their PR people are going to go out and force and try and win.
Yes,
this.
Well,
that's
this is,
the thing.
That's what,
well, in front of the Sun today, it was kind of pro Brad, wasn't it? Saying she's crazy. I love her, but she's crazy. I mean, if someone called me crazy, I wouldn't be that happy about it.
No.
And there's a picture of her, obviously, in mid-row.
Yeah, from a year ago, though. I mean, I think that was
but
a bit...
But every couple rows, you know?
Exactly, yes. And I don't know. It'll be. I think this is going to be a very interesting story. It's similar vein to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. There's going to be way more coming out from both their camps.
But this is they've got more substance in them. They've been together for quite a while.
Well, they've only been married for 2 years. They only got married in 2014.
But I don't think it's fair. What do you feel? And I'm interested in what the people at home listening are thinking on the Jennifer Aniston, because there's lots of her showing her laughing and doing a
smirk.
Well,
those were all taken before, right? So they weren't.
But the press, it was on the front of the New York, is it the New York Times today? Where
New York Post.
New York Post, sorry. And with, you know, making fun, but we have to remember there's a family here, you know.
Yes.
And I feel it's a little bit poor taste
with Jennifer.
Yeah,
well, I think when any couple lives in the limelight, there is some excuse to make fun of them. Mm. I do think that there is artistic license.
And I did actually feel sorry for her at the time.
Who, Jennifer?
Mm.
Back when they broke up, yes. Do you feel sorry for her now, with people taking the mic?
I do a bit, because I think she's moved on.
She's married.
She's and finally happy. She's had a bit of a turbulent time when everyone's saying she wanted to have children, it wasn't happening, and all of that speculation. I think she's had a lot to carry on her shoulders.
Mm.
And this
won't help.
No. And I do feel for her. I think she... And they're bringing lots of other people into this,
mm-hmm.
which I don't like.
I couldn't help but laugh at some of the GIFs I was seeing on Twitter, though. I won't lie. It seemed like all the GIFs that were ready-made for this exact situation, her laughing as she's walking in a sexy outfit.
I know.
It's fun. It will die out very quickly, you know. Like, I don't think that her...
But there is more to this, and we're gonna have his side come out with stuff. They're going to say she's mad, she's bipolar, she shouts, she's crazy. She did all the... Do you remember she had a lesbian lover, apparently?
Yeah, yeah. She used to be heavy
her
into
past,
drugs as well in the 90s.
They used to cut the blood thing. There was something
the
weird.
The vial with her brother. She smoked her brother.
It was all very odd. Who's that? That punky guy she was with, older guy. I'll get his name. But very odd goings on, and she's got a bit of a colourful past.
Mm.
That is all going to be brought up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's going to be interesting.
PR,
I think.
Who are their PRs? Because they're making bucks of money at the
it's
minute.
It's going to be interesting. I think when we come to talk about this next week, but it'll probably
listen,
be a whole different
you,
story.
The Twitter's going mad about this.
What are people saying?
They're saying, if Brad Pitt is high on drugs, I don't blame Angelina for going for sole custody. He can't be trusted if he's high as a kite.
Well, that's
Nigel
true,
Phillips.
But we don't know if that's correct, do
but
we?
But yeah, it's alleged. We don't know.
So,
but friends have come out and said, yeah, he does smoke weed.
Yeah.
They are actually saying that is the
Ooh,
case.
God, so
this is going to go on and on.
Yes.
What a story. But did you see George Clooney's? I mean, he was totally shocked. They got him on the hop.
It was our most read story on OK Online yesterday.
Was it?
When he was caught
so it wasn't
out.
It was me and my see-through top at London Fashion Week. Darn it!
Sadly, George Clooney just slightly eclipsed you.
George.
He was caught on the red carpet when he was supposed to be doing, you know, humanitarian things.
Yeah.
And some journalists, they're close friends, aren't they? They're supposed to be close friends, Clooney and Pitt. And it seemed to catch him off guard when they said, oh, did you know about Brad and Angelina? And he was like, what? No idea. Very, very good. Very interesting clip. Go on OK Online, check it out.
I tell you what, OK Online has been on fire this week.
We have. We've been absolutely buzzing. I tell you, I was my fingers.
What was the most? Well, obviously, George was a very big story. This was a big story. What else?
Well, anything Bake Off has been doing very well for us. I'm not going to lie. Most watched TV show.
My mum is really upset that Mr. Hollywood has decided to do it. And, you know, she said there's no loyalty. I didn't never trusted him. I said you did with your apple tarts.
Well, you know, he's been untrustworthy before. I don't want to say any more than that.
Da, da, da. Darling, get all your tweets in. I really want to know. We've got a couple of topics. Angelina, Brad, what do you feel? What do you think?
And if there's any really good ones, we'll read them out. Have a little discussion at the end of the show.
Let's
but we've got
that.
A lot to get through. So let's play a little track, shall
Thank
we?
Thank you, darling. Yes, please.
Presents The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne. It's good enough for you. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for two. It's what I want. Sick!
We're joined by Matthew Priest from Dodgy.
True, Bob. Guy's got a good thing going on there, man.
Yeah, we have so much. And it's so good. Like, you can just hang out and we can say cock shit balls and it's totally fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Whatever you want. Do you want to have a shot?
What? Cock shit balls?
Whatever you want. You can get wilder than that if you
want. Yeah. Well, I've been slipping in the odd F-bomb as we're going along, boys.
Yeah, man. No one's
been pulling me off.
Not yet.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That's like well, Angelina Bride's married. It was a perfect illusion.
That
wasn't
is a
it?
Very good analogy.
Thank you, darling.
I'm very
Thank
impressed
you.
By that.
Thank you, darling.
So I think I'm right in saying that we have our first guest.
Ooh, they're hot
on the telephone. Let's just double check. Hello, Tay Tay, are you there?
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you,
Tay Tay?
I'm really loving life. We've got Jude on the other side as well.
Oh, hi Jude.
You're right.
Hey, hi Jude. Oh my God, it's a party line. I love it.
So we've got Franklin Lake on the line.
Hey everyone. Hey,
guys, you're exploding, aren't you? You guys are going so well from strength to strength. It's crazy.
It's great, and it is. Right now, we're just getting so much booked in the diary at the moment. So really exciting stuff.
And you've got quite a strong look as well. We've been looking at some press pictures of you. That hair.
Oh God.
That hair must take some doing.
I'm loving the barnet.
Do you know what, Stephen? The hair takes like it don't take long as everyone thinks it does.
It's bed hair, to be
it's bed hair. It's my bed hair.
So is it like 3 days old? You haven't washed it?
No, it gets washed twice a day.
Right.
It's you're looking good, boys. We have to say, we want you in the flesh. Come in the studio,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, you should do something.
We must do that.
So, guys, tell us, how did it all begin? Tell us, because everyone wants to know. How did it all start?
Well, we basically, Tay contacted me and was like, dude, about this project and everything. I was like, yeah, I'll give it a go. And ever since, like, it's just taken off. Like, we've been in the studio creating and writing our own original music and performing it. And it's been amazing ever since. Like, the support's been getting bigger and the fans as well. So we've just been loving life since then. It's been good.
Basically, what he's trying to say, Lizzie and Stephen, is basically, I saw Jude on social media. I saw he had a good bar in it. And I was like, oh, all right, cool.
And that's all it took. Done.
Let me DM him on Twitter. He's got good hair as well.
He's got good hair.
Can you sing?
Well, the first thing is always the look. Before,
yeah, no, it is the looks. Very important. But the hair is immense.
I do try my best, thank you.
But, guys, you've already made quite an impact, haven't you? You've had lots of shows. You know, Europe's most prestigious events and festivals.
Yeah, we've literally, like, coming up to it now, like, we've performed together for over a year now, and we've, like, performed alongside, like, Union J, Ella Eyre, Ben Haynow, Paloma Faith. Like, our first single hit number 9 in the music pop chart. So
awesome.
It's been really, really, like, great and exciting stuff for us at the moment. So just still working hard. Like, recently we've just had the opportunity to put, like, record in Abbey Road Studios.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which is known for, like, being where the Beatles are recorded, etc.
Can't even know.
Yeah, of course. yeah, and that was with a producer called Matt Lawrence, who's worked with, like, Van Morrison, One Direction, Adele, JLS, obviously legend Amy Winehouse,
wow,
as well, many more to be added. And that was a charity single in Abbey Road Studios that we've recorded. And they're flying us over to Bulgaria on the 1st of June next year.
Wow.
And
you've got long-term plans.
Literally long-term plans through next year now, yeah. And that's going to be performing on stage with, like, confirmed acts so far is, like, Snoop Dogg, Alicia Keys,
wow,
Austin Mahoney, Earth, Wind & Fire.
And a bit of Rick Astley as well.
Wow.
A bit of Rick Astley. I love a bit of Rick.
He had a number one.
Never going to give it. Do you know any tracks from Rick Astley?
Never going to give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Wow. And so you've got similar Barnett's, let me tell you. He had a great hairdo.
I mean some compare me to the future Rick Astley. No,
so what is the Franklin Lake sound? What would you say? Who is your inspiration?
Our sound, we'd say we're more on the pop side than the R&B. Pop R&B, more poppy, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Who are your inspirations?
Who do you like listening to yourselves?
Oh, go on, Jude. Who do you like listening to?
I mean, I like listening to various artists, but I have a mixed genre. But I mean, at the moment, I'm a big fan of Fadi. He's an artist from, like, from the Middle Eastern side, but he does, like, these very good Latino sounds. And also, I do like a bit of Ed Sheeran as well, like the lyrics and the way he performs his songs as well. It's very good.
My inspiration, hands down, right now is Ariana Grande. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, some say it's a wake-up song.
Her new one with It's My Wake-Up Song, definitely. Have you heard Side to Side with Ariana?
Yes, I
yeah,
have.
We're going to play that in a bit, actually.
You see, Lizzie, that in the morning, everyone's alarm is like an alarm noise, which is the da da. All I hear in the morning is, up and down all night.
And then all of a sudden, starts winding in bed.
Wait, so do you guys sleep together?
So you sleep together?
We don't sleep together, no.
Lizzie's spreading
them rumours. Yeah, no, you let it slip, baby. Where are you guys? Are you lots of... sorry. There's lots of police around you as well. It's kind of worrying.
There is. We're outside the studio at the moment.
Ah. So what tracks are you putting together today? What's happening, like, now?
With which you're working on new material at the moment, and that's going to be released, basically a new single, which is going to be called The Tide, which has got, like, something with a new song in Britain called Tell Me Where Your Heart Is, which will be released with many more stuff in 2017.
Wow.
Which is our new single. So it's just working on our new single, really.
Is it quite hard at the moment, do you think, for pop acts to kind of break through without that sort of TV thing, you know, like the X Factors, the Britain's Got Talent, that kind of thing?
Do you know what? It's literally hard work, I think. A lot of people think, like, music, like, doing music is, like, just being able to sing and everything, but I think it's more commitment. Like, you've got to be 100% committed in whatever you do.
Yeah.
And myself and Jude are literally on it 24/7, literally writing new material, working with different producers, just carrying on gigging up and down the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, really. So it's just literally hard work, really.
Hard work.
We've just been given a licensing deal in Europe, which is overwhelming. So, literally targeting Europe soon.
Yeah, oh, I love that. But what about the love life? Because you're working so hard. Have you any time for love life,
Lizzie,
boys?
Single to mingle.
Single to mingle. I love
single
that.
Single to mingle.
Nah, we've just been busy at work.
Now, I've got to ask this question.
Which
one snogged Zoe Ball?
Oh, that's myself.
Oh!
That's Tay-Tay, obviously.
Yeah, right. Tell us a bit more about that, because we're getting lots of tweets.
No, we're not. Are
we not allowed to talk about it? What happened there?
Do you know what?
The past is the past.
Yeah. And do you know what?
The future now.
Do you know what? It was just a night out, like just a Christmas do in a bar, and it was just a drunken night thing, totally meaningless, and yeah. Literally, I didn't even know who she was, but yeah, it was meaningless.
You did afterwards.
Yeah. I was mortified when I found out who it was, and I was like, oh no.
You're like the older woman then. Should have been in the studio.
Some say you like
Jesus. Boom!
Oh!
You've got a chance.
Yeah, I've got a chance.
Yeah.
Well, I'm up against Zoe Ball. Listen, I liked her dad, Johnny. He used to, do you remember that Mom Matters show he used to do?
I mean, that was some time ago.
It was a while ago when I was very little. Boys, but you're getting
this
up to...
This is the bit when we go, hashtag moving on.
Hashtag moving on. But boys, what do you think of the shows like The X Factor? Is that anything you know, have you ever considered doing a show like that?
Do you know what? We've got a lot of friends on the show that's doing a show this year, and... I think we like doing it the organic way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that we would never do that, but I mean,
You're not going to say no for anything at the moment.
Like, I've been asked to do TV appearances for some shows, like reality shows and everything, but right now, we're credible musicians. We want to stick to doing music like their organic way and just see where it takes us, really. We're enjoying it. We're on a journey. Like, the way we've seen it, like, the way we see it ourselves is, like, we're 100% committed in what we're doing. We enjoy it. We're not in the music industry, like, for the money or the fame or anything like that. We just enjoy performing, whether it's a small gig in a bar or on a stage with, like, 20,000 people plus. Like, we just enjoy doing what we're doing.
What's been your biggest moment so far, do you think? Your biggest, like, showbiz moment?
Cardiff was a good one. Cardiff, Pride, the gay pride in Cardiff was really good. That was like over 20,000 people.
It's between that or when we, Flamingoland.
Flamingoland.
Is that where you kiss Zoe Ball?
No, Lizzie.
I'm only jealous.
So you supported Ben Haynow, did you? What was he like?
We did, and obviously Ben Haynow was the winner of the X Factor.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean? So when we say, when you say, would we consider something like X Factor or any TV shows, like, we're performing alongside and supporting these acts that's gone off and won the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we're doing, I don't know, we just haven't had that big TV exposure like everyone else has, but I don't know how to relate. But
what was that like playing with Ben? Because obviously he had a big following and a big audience, I bet. Was it amazing?
The crowd loved it as well.
But they loved you more than Ben. What's happened to Ben?
Yeah, he's working on some new material as well.
Yeah.
New material. But I mean, like, we enjoy it because we go out and perform original music of, like, the Franklin Lake sound. So when you've got, like, some of our fan base that turn up to our shows, like, some of them know who we are. Some people, probably a load of people don't know who we are just yet. And it's nice because we get them on our side as well. Like, it's nice to see them interact with our songs and everything that we're doing. So,
And how are you coping with the girl attention? Because you're good looking, but, you know, you're good looking, got great hair. The girls love you. How are you coping? And some of the boys love you. How are you coping with all the attention?
Lizzie, in a good way, obviously, this is Tay-Tay speaking now. I kind of got that attention in school.
I like it.
In a nice way, not in a big-headed way.
No.
Like, I did get that attention in school, like, it's because of my hair. Everyone likes my hair.
I mean, the way I see it, we're doing a good job at what we're doing.
So it's no different. Great. You've always had loads of female attention.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting all the mums, which is quite new.
Nothing
wrong with that.
Jude's getting the mum attention.
Hold on, you snog Zoe.
Lizzie, you've got to let this one drop now.
I can't let it drop! Well,
I know you're jealous.
I am. I'm very jealous. Right? now, guys, You're doing so well. I'm so chuffed for you.
It's actually quite exciting because we're going to play one of your tracks now.
We are, indeed.
Oh, we are. Oh, what one are you going to play? What have you got there on the playlist?
Supersonic.
Supersonic. You like Supersonic?
Supersonic. Everyone's got to start shuffling.
Okay, we're going to shuffle.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
And the best of luck, boys. Come in person.
Come to the studio and see you lot soon in the studio.
Yeah, please do. We'd like that.
We love you here in the flesh.
Amazing.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Best of luck, boys.
Thank you, everyone. And yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
See you
Bye.
Later. Bye.
And now we're going to play a bit of their song, Supersonic.
Presents.
It's the news.
There's a Labour MP called Keith Vaz.
Right.
He is quite a senior Asian Labour MP. But anyway, this weekend there was an expose.
Oh, no.
And this happily married man with two children enjoyed the company of a gay male escort.
Now he represents a modern British family. You're a so wife, right. Kids and two male ministers.
Well, you're right. It's the British way, which is to be married with kids and to be a tortured closet homosexual.
Yeah.
You don't get more British than that, and I feel that he was flying the British
flag. Well, give that man a knighthood.
I'm finally relating to him at last. There's a connection.
Every Thursday,
it's the news
from 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You always make mistakes like this.
Are you having fun? I tell you I've got my secrets too. I go hunting for someone like you. Are you having fun? Oh, tell me, how did it feel? Did it all get too real for you? Everybody's screaming out your name. Are you scared? 'Cause I don't think you're worth it.
I mean, there's nothing you don't love, to be honest, is there, Lizzie?
No, but I like that because it makes me in the mood. And I need a bit of energy.
Well, speaking of energy, we've got our absolute show favourite, Gemma Lucy, on the phone.
Oh my God, I wish I was there.
I was so excited when I saw your name that you're coming in. I was like, is she in the studio?
But she's not.
I wish.
Where are you? What's going on?
I'm going on a bit of a rampage with Bear at the minute. I'm just sort of going on tour with him, having a bit of fun. So I'm not actually in the area, but I will be next week. So I'll come to you next week. But I wish I was in.
Yeah, we're going to do a little special, aren't we, with you?
Little X on the Beach special.
X on the Beach special.
Yeah, exactly.
With you as our main star.
So how's it been going since we saw you last? You're on the rampage
amazing.
With Bear.
Amazing. Yeah.
Now that scares me slightly.
Bear obviously won Big Brother and then got in touch with me. And I've just been going to a few of his PAs. And we're just good friends, having a good time.
That's not what the press would have us believe.
Yeah, they're kind of saying you two are together. And I'm trying to.
I know.
You need a nice good boy.
I know, exactly. me and Bear are literally like. So close, we're such good friends. There's nothing more to it. Everyone will say there is because we do things like I don't know. We share a bed. We have like a little cuddle now and then. But it's literally just friends. I don't fancy him. And
And oh, she's so sweet. I want to be Bear. I want to share a bed and have a cuddle.
Yes,
go
well,
out partying.
Come with
Lucky
her.
Bear.
Come.
But is he not what the press make out? Because to be honest, he had quite. He certainly is controversial because you either like him or you hate him, isn't he? He's a bit like Marmite.
Well, the thing about Bear is obviously, exactly like that. There's two sides to Bear. You either get wound up by him or you are on the other side where you watch him do it. And if you watch him do it, it's much more fun, obviously, because you don't like get fooled by it. It's all just a joke, nothing serious. Obviously, Renee on Big Brother took it really to heart, everything he did. And that's fair winning if he has that effect on someone.
Yeah,
so
he kind of sees like a little weakness and then he goes for it, doesn't he?
Exactly. But that's just him winning. And, you know, it's just funny because you can just see him giggling and in the corner when they're all getting wound up and talking about him. But that's what he wants, people to talk about him. And so
it works.
It works.
So we've been seeing some other things about you in the press this week. Apparently, you've been kicked off of X on the Beach. What's all this about?
Yeah. I haven't been kicked off yet, but I do get axed in the next episode. Ooh. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but I know it's already been out there.
Because what happened? Yeah. Are you able to tell us a little bit?
The story was that you grabbed someone by the throat. That was what it said.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember doing that, but apparently the footage said that.
apparently the footage said.
You wouldn't do that.
Can I just say what happened? So basically,
yeah, please.
I went down to the beach, right, expecting an ex. So I was getting really drunk at the beach because that's what you do at the beach because you're getting nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back. It wasn't my ex, thank God.
Hope they give you nice champagne or something nice to drink.
you get some form of cocktail. I don't really know what it is. Right. I'll drink anything when I'm that nervous. Yes. So, and then I got back to the villa and we got back a bit later than usual. And as there's so many sort of big boys in there, they all eat all the food. So I got back, I had no food, I was so drunk. And then I continued to get drunk on an empty stomach. And I'm not blaming alcohol, really, but I was wound up and I absolutely just went for Kaylee in the end because I'd had enough. But I couldn't actually remember what had happened. So I was held in a room for 2 days whilst they decided whether to kick me out or not. But they went back on the footage and said that I leapt up out of my seat and just clawed her in the face, which isn't very me, like, but...
That's not like you.
Not at all.
Make great telly. Makes TV gold.
I was there to make a TV show and I just didn't hold back on anything, as I'm sure you've seen. So.
Yes, well, I saw a clip today of Kaylee, because I can't remember his name now, but you basically slept with someone. Was it her ex?
Yeah, I mean, me and Ashley were
Ashley.
Me, Ashley and Olivia had that threesome. And then after that, me and Ashley they haven't really shown it, but we were getting together throughout the series, really. And so they've shown that bit. I haven't seen the clip yet. But Kaylee and Hall walk in purposely knowing that we were going to.
And Kaylee afterwards, she's on the rampage with you. The clip I've seen is her going, fuck you, fuck me, 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 me. She's storming through the bedroom. She's like, but
she,
you know.
And she throws all my clothes out. my clothes out of the bedroom.
So she provoked it. She did provoke it.
Yeah, completely. She threw my makeup in the pool.
Someone threw my makeup in the pool.
Exactly. So then the next day, I actually didn't react to that. It was a few things after that. She just kept prodding me and prodding me and prodding me. And the final thing was when she just told me that my dress sense was shit. But I was dressed as Hawley. We had this night where we had to dress as each other. And I said, well, I'm dressed as Hawley. And she went, no, your fucking dress sense is shit. And that was just the final
Did they score, show so all I, that? Do you know? You don't know yet, maybe?
I don't know yet. Yeah. I'll find out next week what they show. But... to be honest, I was gutted when I left, but, I mean, my storyline with the whole Hawley situation had faded out. I was over him, I was getting with Ashley, but me and Ashley weren't going to be anything more because he did have a girlfriend on the outside, so I didn't know that until afterwards, but my sort of stories were fading out anyway, so I'm kind of glad I went out with a bang instead of just
you
faded
certainly
out.
Did
exactly,
that.
It's better to go out with a bang, my darling, and be remembered.
Exactly.
You don't fizzle out.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah, but she sounds like she was provoking you, to be honest. If anyone threw my makeup in the pool, my Bobbi Brown and my nice matte glosses, I would I wouldn't be happy.
My MAC eyeshadows a lot.
Oh, that's really mean. That is mean.
It's just no need for it. I mean, it was just ridiculous, really. I mean, that wasn't the first time I'd get with Ashley, so why then? And it was just,
So
she
what?
Was on a rampage.
So we've also seen some pictures of you taking your rubbish out, Gemma.
Oh, I love that pink bra. Where is that pink bra from? I want it.
It's from Topshop, actually.
Ooh.
I love that pink bra.
It was a sight to behold.
And you're good. You look good on a bicycle.
Thank you so much. Well, I've been taking advantage of the hot weather, so.
Good girl.
That's true. We're having a very late summer, aren't we? So you may.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly.
Summer. Make the most
I'm
of it. But and exactly. So, what is the situation with Ashley, Jim? Is there nothing going to go on? Is it
with who? Ashley Kane.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I did like Ashley on the show, and I did sort of hope to sort of maybe continue seeing him a little bit. But when I got kicked out, he then got back. He got back with Kaylee. But then when we left the whole show, he turned out he had a girlfriend the whole time anyway.
Oh, for God's sake. Why do people do that?
What's he like, these men?
I don't know, because I think they just want to be on TV and they know they can't if they've got girlfriends. I don't really know, but it's just, it was never going to be anything like, and I'm glad it wasn't. I'm glad I got kicked out then instead of got feelings and then found out he had a girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. So we're friends now, though. We're really good friends. Okay. And everything's fine.
So what do you think, obviously, when you get kicked out of a show like that, it might hinder your chances to do other shows. Do you know what I mean? Does that worry you at all? Like,
I think getting kicked out of a show like that is part of the show, to be honest. Mm. I mean, my character in that show, I think, is you know, could potentially be a lot of girls' characters if they were pushed to the limits I was pushed to with the amount of alcohol and the bad ex that came in, you know. And, you know, if I was put in a different situation, like if I was on Big Brother or whatever, you don't have exes in there. You don't have unlimited
It's very hard when you've got an ex in, all emotions are running high, they're giving you lots of drink. You know, you've got lots of jealous people that are trying to stir up trouble. It's just tough.
It's just so many things going on. You've got your ex, and then you've got who they're getting with, and then who you're getting with. And it's a mess, really. It's just whoever made up the show, I don't know what they're on, but
they are on something.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you regret doing it, Gem? I mean, are you pleased you've done this one?
I'm so pleased I've done it. If anything, the only thing I don't like is the fact that I've helped my ex get you know, a bit sort of in the limelight and stuff, because I think I hate him like with a passion, and he's a vile person, and I don't want to help him in any way. But then again, he, you know, the whole story was why I was featured a lot, so it's just that's it, really. I'm not really bitter anymore, but watching, do you know what's funny though, watching him on that show has made me get over him so quickly.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, because when the things he was saying to me off camera and the things that he says on camera are two completely different things. And to me, that is the most unattractive trait to have when you're two-faced.
Very two-faced. Gosh.
Yeah, he was telling me he loved me still and all this stuff off camera. And then on camera, he's like, no, I don't like her. She can fuck off. It's like, well, make your mind up, mate. Like,
And has Bear been supportive with all this? Because it does affect you, because you're quite softy underneath, I think. And you're a sweet girl.
I mean, I've watched a few episodes with him and I get a bit like angry at the TV and he's like, why do you care? But like, he finds it easy to just brush it off. I mean, when I rewatch it, the emotion sort of comes back. So it's like, yeah, it's hard. It's not so much with the Hawley stuff. It's more the stuff with the girls and like Olivia, when she was sort of pretending that she was an angel and I was like, well, you're not. And it's showing that she's not now, you know. She's, sleeping with Ashley and Gaz and going backwards and forwards to them, and yet I'm the one that sleeps around when I've done the same as everybody else. I'm just open about it. Everybody else tries to hide under the duvet. Well, sorry, there's a camera in the room, mate.
Do you think there's been a lot of attention on Gaz and Lily in the press? And what do you make of what's going on there? Because obviously he seems to have moved on.
Oh my God! Can I please just say, right? Who goes on to a show and goes, I'm a girl that loved a boy? That's every girl's story. All the girls are sitting around her, all up her ass, crying. It's like, every girl has loved a boy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sitting in like a hotel lobby. Every girl has loved a boy and had their heart broken. And she's making out that it's only happened to her and she's so hard done by. And I'm sorry, but you went out with Gary Beadle. Are you that surprised he cheated on you? Really? I don't think anybody else is.
No.
And it's just, she's also not as innocent as she makes out. She's
playing the victim.
Yes, playing the victim, and she's a secret little hoe, I think, personally.
Well, she's been out with both Gaz and Bear at different times.
What does Bear think of her?
Pardon?
What does Bear think of her?
I don't know. I don't think it's my face to say.
Another ex. Talking of exes, I bumped into his Chloe, and she was with the winner of Big Brother.
James.
Chloe Khan from Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah. And was
yeah, with James, who won Big normal Big Brother.
Oh, really? Yeah, I heard
and
that.
And it was all a bit weird.
I know.
So Bear gave the quick elbow and ran for the hills.
I know. I don't really know what Bear and Chloe... To be honest, I think that was just the more sort of like, just because they were there and they sort of liked each other in that bubble. But in the real world, I mean, yeah. I know Bear and I know of Chloe and what type of girl she is in a nice way, and I think they're not compatible at all personally, but
no.
I don't really know.
Yeah,
you
know,
Bear's such a sort of live for the moment, loose cannon, like we walk around barefoot type thing. She wouldn't have a hair out of place, do you know what I mean?
One for the future. Exactly. But darling, are we going to find you a nice man, or shall we not bother with men anymore?
I don't know. Maybe a nice girl. No, I'm kidding. No, there's one out there for me somewhere, but I'm just loving life at the minute and just being like so just. I don't know. I love being a free spirit. Like, I'm one minute I'm doing this with Bear, one minute I'm at home doing something, and the next minute I'm in London at an event. And I'm just loving floating around and just being a free spirit. And I've met so many cool people.
Lovely.
And I love your Instagram. I love your photos. You do the best pictures. I adore them. You're so photogenic.
I love me and you from that night. So
you two look banging that night, I'm telling
you. We look hot, don't we, Liz?
I got a lot of messages about that picture, which is another story.
People are just haters, aren't they?
They are, darling, yeah, but we had a fun night. Jem, I can't wait. We're gonna do a real big special, and I think it's going to be quite explosive.
Yeah. Well, so after next week, there's 3 more episodes, and then we can do one anytime after that, if you want.
No, it's going to be great.
We'll do it.
It's
we'll
a done deal.
Yeah.
But darling,
we'll
you're
Mr.
the queen.
Producer on the call, on
you're the queen of the show that day, yes. Darling.
So you can rule the booth.
Yeah, we love you here at FUBA. All right, darling. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Thank you.
Are we your biggest fans? We love you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to come in soon, and we'll go out soon.
All right, darling. Lots of love.
Okay.
Jen.
Thanks,
Gemma.
Big kiss. See you soon.
Bye. She's a sweetie, isn't she? I can't imagine.
People wouldn't think it either.
I know, because she's a very soft-hearted girl.
But get a couple of drinks down her and it's a whole different ballgame.
Throw her makeup in the bowl. Yeah, but who throws makeup in? I would not be happy if someone threw my makeup
it's
and bag
very,
in a
very
pool.
It's very, very true. Mine too.
Do you love that show? I think you're a bit addicted to that
show. I do like X on the Beach, I have to say.
Would you say you like X on the Beach?
Yeah, but I mean, not more than British Bake Off. Let's put it in perspective.
More than Love Island.
Love Island, I would put X on the Beach above Love Island.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it's all up for change. Who knows what might happen next summer? You're right.
Hello, yeah, I've just seen my lovely there's Duncan. I didn't know he was in the office. He's looking very gorgeous.
Right, well let's play a quick track and we'll get back to you with the rest of our guests.
What have we got?
Got a million guests, but how do you fancy some Rizzle Kicks?
Oh, I love them. I love them. You can't get much. Yeah, I'm like, hey yo, don't come against me. Can all see. Body popping, top rocking, non stopping, straight up popping. You're not in my league, brother, just move on or get served. Yeah. Do the running man till my chest hurts. Run a mile on the spot, that ain't a run, that's a jog. Yo, if you were there at my auntie's wedding, you know it's best not to step in. To the arena, little group with the rhythm in the sneaker. I said, I can't keep my feet to myself. You can't get much. You can't get much. And the beat goes. We get down. Yeah. They all blush.
Even though the jewels probably robbed from our ancestors or hustled from them indecently.
You got no respect.
I got a whole lot of female dogs, I got loads of pets.
Got a home.
Got a phone.
All my clothes are the best.
I got double standards.
I'm emotionally inept.
Yeah, I don't care about material goods. I'll be working on my rhymes so that material's good. Yeah, money buys freedom.
Smart doesn't sell.
But attention pays you when you read a book. Yeah.
Couldn't give a diffy daffy.
If it figured baddie,
it doesn't matter.
You should teach a kiddie how to be your daddy.
If you think it's uncool to be dancing foolish, forget it.
I'll be dancing like an uncle at a wedding.
Well, I got my business.
Presents
Backroom and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Blair Witch 2.
In the group of people that go through it, they're black people.
Yeah.
This film's not real. Black people don't be sneaking into the woods.
Actually, I'm gone. If I hit. Are you
not? How many black people die in Mount Everest?
None.
Because we're climbing up fucking mountains in the cold. How many black people get eaten by sharks?
None. Swimming near them.
They've taken diverse casting too far, bruv, because black people are not sneaking in the woods looking for witches.
Does that said black person die?
Probably die first.
If they die first, we're back on track. It's normal.
Yeah. It's normal. Like
I can buy that they went into the woods because they die first. Yeah.
Every Friday.
Back row and chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I tried hard to make you want me, but we're not supposed to be. And the truth will always haunt me, even though it set me free. And my tears flow like the ocean, as they floated in the breeze. They were falling in slow motion, and they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, all in my brain. Turn out the light and now all that remains fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you want to put me through the pain? I get the feeling I'll never escape. I get hurt away from the shame of you. Tears on the ground, tears on my pillow. You won't bring me down, and I'll get over you. These tears will get me through, and I'll get over you. Through the pain, I get the feeling I'll never escape. I get hurt away from the shame of you. Tears on the ground.
Lizzie, get off your phone.
I'm sorry, it was Brad Pitt. I don't know what to do. He keeps calling me.
I know, it's annoying, right? Well, we've got one half of our next couple of guests
Brad
in this
studio.
Kevin.
Hi.
Kevin, you're Leslie.
You're on air.
The actor Kevin Leslie.
I got it wrong earlier. Kevin Leslie.
Kevin Leslie, who's playing Ronnie. I know, he's playing Reggie. Sorry, Reggie.
So many
in Fall of the Craves.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for this movie because I love all the Craves movies.
Oh, hold on a second.
Hold on.
Here comes Ronnie. He's just walked in the studio.
He always needs a big entrance. Look at him.
Hi, Ronnie. He's here. He's a little late, but we'll let you off because you're one of the Craigs, and I'm scared.
Yeah, right. It's true.
We've got Simon Cotton and the gorgeous Kevin Leslie.
You're about out of
you
breath.
You get gorgeous, do you? Yeah, I'm a bit out of breath. Because yeah, I've been touring North London.
I get here on time.
Do you want
time,
a glass
so
of water?
Yeah, yes, mate. Please.
Got you sorted.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, please give him anything he wants.
It's all expenses fair at food, right? You can share a glass of water between you.
So, darlings, you've done a movie, The Craigs. Tell us all about it. Where did it all begin?
You start when I get my breath back.
Okay, you keep up the fitness. It's probably, 18 months ago now when it kind of all kicked off. Me and Simon met at the audition. It was very kind of lastminute.com in terms of, we auditioned on the Wednesday and started shooting on the Monday. Mm-hmm. So we had 6 days to kind of prepare, but we...
That's not long at all.
No. So
we're professionals.
We read as much as humanly possible in that time. But I think because when we auditioned together, we kind of had a good working chemistry that we kind of established that showed the producers that we could play brothers. Not quite twins, but we give it a good go.
I mean, definitely a slight differentiation.
Yeah. I have to say, your noses are quite similar. I've got a thing with noses.
Oh, really?
There is a look.
There
slightly.
We go.
You're slightly lighter
head. We'll take that. If anyone says you don't look alike, we'll say, have you seen our noses?
Yeah,
but anyway. Was it a bit sort of daunting because there have been so many other movies on these?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't so much the other movies because we were aware of... Mr. Hardy's movie, but that was still kind of in early stages. People were talking about it, but they didn't really know anything about it.
And the Kemps, did you see?
Yeah,
the Kemps.
I mean, the Kemps is kind of a cult film.
It's a classic, isn't it?
So, yeah, I'd seen that years before. I hadn't seen it recently, but I think the pressure came more from just the fact that they were the they were the Craze, and they're kind of very. Londoners are very attached to them, so there was a pressure just playing these characters that were not only real characters rather than fictional characters, but also revered characters or revered real people. So yeah, there was definitely
pressure.
I think less daunting and more exciting. And it was only after we finished the film, really, that it became daunting.
Yeah.
And then
all the pictures of Tom Hardy came out looking really cool.
And he looked like an absolute unit. And we were like, look at the size of it.
We didn't have time to go to the gym. I remember on the first day of set, actually, one of our producers, who happens to be a very famous football chairman of a famous London club.
Can you tell us?
That's
who
common
that is?
Knowledge, isn't it? Yeah, David Sullivan, West Ham.
Oh, right, I was a friend of mine.
Yeah, and on the first day of filming, he came up to me.
Saying, darn it, he didn't offer me a role. David Sullivan, so
he was very upset that I hadn't eaten enough cheeseburgers because I wasn't fat enough to play Ronnie. And I said, well, I only got the part 6 days ago, so I've tried my best.
I'm doing my best.
So they got me a fat suit.
Between takes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And so how is this one different to the others, though? What do you guys bring that makes it a little bit different?
Well, the kind of thing that we've stayed true. That's the best way of putting it, in terms of we've just tried to give the honest, true story. The British kind of independent, raw version is kind of what... our franchise of The Craze is kind of being described as, because we don't try and hide behind the fact that we're not identical, but there's certain things to be said. As The Craze got older, I think they lost the identicalness. They started to look different. I think what's different about ours is it's just we've tried to give a true portrayal, whether people like that, whether it's good or bad, in terms of, you know, we've kind of just held up a mirror to these two iconic characters and just played it for truth.
Interesting.
Yeah, as a kind of set film, because there's obviously two films, and that gave the writers more scope to get some more in, I should say. So they... thank you.
It's so hot, bless you. Run from the other side of London.
Literally run from the Emirates. Yeah, the writers wanted to tell the whole story, as in the kind of police corruption, the scandal surrounding Ronnie and his parties, shall we say, and getting politicians caught within those parties and then blackmailing the politicians. So that side of things gets more of an airing in this as well. I think the violence is quite raw, which...
Yeah, it doesn't shy away from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see this. Yeah. Because that is the side, because there was so much more that went on, say, the big club scene. Mm-hmm. I was saying earlier, I'm good friends with Barbara Windsor, was good friends with them.
Yeah.
And she said the club scenes, they ruled it. They, yeah. You know, and anything you wanted, they would get. It was like, you know, it was a different world. Yeah.
I mean, Barbara Windsor was kind of famous for hanging around with them, but they were also hanging around with Frank Sinatra. Yeah. And I think they had something to do with his son as well, didn't they? His son got kidnapped and the craze went and...
Oh, sorted it
sorted
out.
Sorted the situation out.
Yeah. You know, just had a quiet word.
Yeah. So do you feel this movie features more of that side of
It does as much as it can because of its slightly lower budget. Things like club scenes are kind of a bit harder to...
Why are you laughing?
To fit out. But it definitely does. It shows from, casinos to clubs to... They're various different clubs. It really kind of tries to show everything.
Was it fun to film, or is it because if they have low budget, tends to be a shorter period of time you have to film, so you don't get much messing around time.
Yeah, it was intense in terms of, you know, it was two films back to back, 8 weeks.
Oh, wow. Back to back. Wow,
that's great. It's great fun
for us as actors. I actually found that more beneficial because we could just kind of immerse ourselves in the role and kind of grow with the part. Mm-hmm. The more we were learning and the more we were playing with the characters. So it's not like we did a film and then 4 years later we have to come back and pick up and remember kind of the decisions we'd made. We were kind of, you know, immersed in this world for like 8 weeks, 16 hours a day. It was long.
Not quite that long, maybe. We did sleep at times.
All right, but I give a shout out to the art department. They were about 20 hours a day.
Really?
Wow. We talk about sets, like, they were incredible. So because of like low budget and stuff, we were kind of shooting in this warehouse. And so, you know, one day it would be a snooker hall. We'd disappear to do some shots outside and we'd come back and it'd be a casino. And we'd be like, wow. You know, in 24 hours, they've turned this building around into completely different. So those guys were incredible. They probably had less sleep than anyone.
And what was involved in this one is the fall, isn't it, of the craze. What exactly was involved in the fall? So someone like me, I'm pretty naive to the whole craze story. What is it?
You're good at this one, go on.
So it starts at their kind of pinnacle, really. And we've seen them achieve or work to achieve that pinnacle in the rise, but things deteriorate pretty rapidly. In Ronnie's case, it was a mental health thing, and his schizophrenia, which had been diagnosed, became much more apparent. And in Reggie's case, he was battling alcoholism and the deterioration of his relationship, his marriage, and really their relationship with each other was deteriorating, mainly because of Ronnie's extreme behaviour. And the more that things kind of started to fall away from them, the more they tried to hold on to them, which they did by basically committing murders. So whereas in the first film they're very violent and there are some severe acts of violence, in the second film they're actually committing murders.
You're watching the two or three pinnacle events that brought down the empire, in my opinion was the difference between them having complete domination and ruling for the next 20 years. Because what people don't realise is that it was only ever a 10-year period. It was their 24s to their 34s. They went to prison quite young. It was a couple of bad decisions that then just brought the whole kind of firm down.
I think they let their...
Did they think they were invincible? Did they think they got to win?
I think they let their kind of... that image. Ego and their passion rule their kind of business, you know, their business mind. Whereas before they might have gone out and chopped someone's fingers off.
The blind beggar, wasn't it? The blind beggar.
And that was solely because, you know, George Cornell insulted Ronnie. It wasn't. I mean, he was part of the Richardson gang, so it was a kind of.
Please explain to me, blind beggar. What's
right,
this?
The blind beggar is a pub.
Okay.
In East famous End, pub. Still famous there. Pub still where this all happened. Really.
I used to live in Bethnal Green. Is it still there?
Blind beggar. Yeah, it's still there.
Okay. Still very famous. It's still the bullet hole in the room. Actually.
Yeah. Where they're killed.
It doesn't really sound like my kind of place, but okay.
No, but these days
it's very friendly.
It's so
we'll see you soon, blind beggar, for the free burger.
But I mean, to play that part, was it draining? Because there is so much anger and venom and the murders and everything. To play that as an actor, was that really tough going?
Nah, it's just good fun. there are times when it's physically very tiring. And sometimes you're doing things over and over. Sometimes you've got to get things bang right.
Sometimes
you're in pressurized situations.
Wow. Set it down.
3 a.m. under a rain machine. You know, it's
no one enjoys that.
Yeah, it is quite hard. And
it wasn't even warm.
I remember there's one scene. It's actually in The Rise where I had to give a guy a Chelsea smile, and it's a pretty vicious scene. And I went, you know, all for it with a samurai sword. And I then had to come back and shoot parts of it the next day. And in the first time we were doing it, in the moment, you know, I went for it and it was okay. Second time I had to come back and shoot it, and I was kind of out of that zone looking at this guy who was getting this choice, and the makeup was amazing. He had blood coming out. He was making some pretty horrendous noises, and I kind of was, that was quite off-putting. I kind of realised what I was doing.
Yeah.
It was pretty psychologically weird.
They were quite explosive characters as well, so I would say it was rather draining because you're constantly at this kind of high energy level, even if you're not kind of shouting and screaming, you've got this kind of tension that, you know, you've got this, so you could go, you know, especially the way I found Reg was he was explosive, so he was just like a volcano waiting to explode.
Right.
But was Reggie more calmer? Because Ronnie, I always feel, was the one that you were like treading on eggshells with, because he was a bit mad, maybe.
Yeah,
possibly.
Definitely.
I think explosive. Reg kind of had more of a kind of sense of you know, Ronnie was impulsive and acted on it. You know, it's interesting because we found that the kind of views of people were quite conflicting, because some people would say, you know, Ronnie was obviously nuts and, you know, he was the one you should fear and all that, but then other people would say, well, no, actually I'd say Reg was the one you should fear, because Ronnie, if he didn't like you, he told you to your face, where Reg would look at your smile. And then when you turn around, he was like, I want that man, you know, done in. So so people, you know...
I know someone like that. Sounds like my old boss.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. So it was kind of... What we read was conflicting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to read all that and play that element of danger within the characters where, you know, especially, you know, speaking from my experience playing Reg, the thing I found most fascinating about him was all the suppression.
Yeah.
You know, kind of trying to deal with Ronnie, trying to keep him, because he could see, you know, by those actions, it's ultimately gonna lead them to prison. So trying to control that, trying to control and keep his marriage going, because what people don't realise is actually it was written that both the Crays were gay, but Reg didn't come out till prison. They don't know if it was being prison gay or just, you know, it was, you know, well, Ronnie was more open about it, so there was all that as an actor to dig into, that kind of suppression, how that would affect his married life, because apparently they never consummated the marriage. So there was a lot of interesting kind of layers and suppression to Reg.
And is that shown in the movie, that the battle he had, because it was hard for him to be shown he's gay when he's such a hard, tough man.
It's hard for me every day, Lizzie, I tell you.
Yeah, I mean, that's more of a question for you, I think.
For
Ronnie. Ronnie was pretty open about it. I think the time when it comes out most interestingly is when, you know, George Cornell, who he killed at the blind beggar, called him a perf.
Yeah.
And it was the fact that he called him a perf that that was the kind of final straw. Which is really and he cons- right. he said
because that's what made him trigger off,
yeah,
wasn't
so he,
it?
He, yeah, he'd be happy to be, you know, kind of known. Half private but known, or you know, seen with these young boys, but then somebody labels it or names him,
yeah,
you know, calls yeah. him something. That's the trigger that
that's
kicks
trigger.
Him off, rather than, you know, the action. Yeah, that is. It, yeah. I think yeah, it was very. Interesting.
Like making it sound like really excited.
I don't wait. But
yeah,
also,
the, you know, the twin connection as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't think that Ronnie could have all those kind of, you know, feelings and emotions, and then Reg wouldn't have anything. That's why when I looked at it, I was like, you know, they're quite telepathic with each other. So I feel like whatever he was, I feel like Reg had an element of, you know, being a bit crazy at times as well, because I feel like they kind of morphed off each other.
Right.
Yeah. But also I love with them, despite their toughness and being so nasty, they love their mum.
Yeah.
They did adore their mum.
They killed people, Lizzie.
Yeah, but they adored their mum. Is this shown in the movie or not, in your movie?
To be completely honest, not as much as,
not as
I
much.
Personally would have liked
and
to
not
see.
As much
we
as
had
the Kemp's version, which
actress,
made a big thing of it.
Nicola Stapleton.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, my
playing,
friend.
Yeah, who's playing
oh.
our mother. She's amazing, an incredible woman. So I would have preferred more scenes with her.
Yeah.
To kind
yeah she's,
of, and we shot
she's
some
great.
Amazing stuff that then didn't make the
didn't make
edit,
cut,
but that's,
so.
That's...
It's the nature of the beast.
That's the nature of the beast.
Like you said, but
we should
to see that relationship with her mother, I'd have liked to see more of those scenes kind of become integral parts
right,
of the story.
Right, right.
But like you said,
offset, we had a lovely relationship.
I know,
there,
I bet.
So,
I love,
you know,
Nicola.
We
she's great. She's a great actress.
Yeah.
But I love that relationship where they could go back and the mum makes the tea and
yeah.
it's like,
yeah.
And then on the street.
But nothing
so
ever happened.
Mm. Like my house, mm. my boys. But she would protect them and was you know,
yeah.
so loyal.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's the thing. It's this whole kind of East End loyalty.
No matter what you do, and you never grass, you know, it's kind of like.
And they wanted to be perceived as gentlemen, you know, that was the.
Yeah. But they looked after the girls. Yeah. You'd always have the door open, the meals paid for,
yeah.
and drink. There's a
debate. That's what's interesting. They didn't
but
mess
they
about
did kill
straights
people.
Or women.
I just want to point out, guys, they did kill people. Okay.
Yeah, but they paid the bill.
Yeah, no, they did.
Paid
they did.
Bill.
The most important thing.
But I think that's what keeps
on your first
them alive.
Date.
You know, that's what keeps the legacy alive today, was that kind of. The people find, you know, fascinating about the dark and the danger, and yeah, right, you can't justify what they did, but what is interesting is the East End was kind of protected, so they didn't mess around with straights or women, so you know, as in non-criminal people,
yeah,
so
yeah.
they only messed about with criminals. So at a time the police left them to it, because all they were doing was cleaning up the streets. They weren't doing it legally,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah,
or what
no
they were doing
mean, yeah.
but actually it kind of built a safer community. People felt safer. You know, if somebody's handbag got robbed 15 minutes later, they'd have that handbag back,
yeah,
because
exactly.
the craze would...
And someone
but
would have no hand.
But that's what
hand.
Barbara Windsor was saying to me. She said if something went wrong or someone was rude to her, the next, you know, that would be gone, or you get your bag back and...
Well, it sounds perfect. If only we still lived in a world like that, Lizzie, honestly.
If only we'd spoken
to Barbara Windsor before we started shooting.
I know. So and Patsy Kensit, Reg was goddad.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
We're learning new things every day. What's going on with you guys now? So now this is airing
but
on Saturday,
isn't it?
But I want
to know, when is this movie out? When can our
we can see
listeners
it
see it?
I mean, it's airing on London Live on Saturday night.
Yeah, 10 p.m. Don't know the channel.
But it's
London Live, London Live.
London Live channel.
Yeah.
My ex-husband is a presenter on there.
Freeview number eight, UView number eight, Sky 117,
yes,
and Virgin 159.
We've got it.
But it was out. The sequel was out in the cinemas in January, so it's been on the shelves for a few months, and it's in a box set with the first one.
Oh, I would love
original.
To see this.
And,
I really want to see
still,
this.
Still,
yeah, so it's
still,
in HMV
still,
and all
still
that.
There,
where
headlining
this is its kind of UK
shelves.
TV.
Right.
Yeah, so this
so
is
it,
the first
it
time
is
it's
on Saturday at 10 p.m.
Right after Strictly.
London Live.
Perfect.
Yeah, 10 p.m.
Freeview 8. Okay, Sky 117.
Got it.
I got it, baby.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Well done. Honestly, I'm really chuffed for you guys. It's fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Great movie. And we can't wait to see more of you. Hopefully you'll be in again with another.
Hopefully so.
Little blockbuster. good to see you guys. And we've got more exciting guests
we've
coming up.
We've got our final guest coming up after a bit of Britney Spears, Lizzie. Your request.
I love a bit of Britney.
Thanks, guys.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Friday, I'm dreaming of my love, living by somebody.
wanna go with her, cause there's no way we're hiding away from this tonight. This tonight. Can tell you all, babe, by the way I see you staring across the room, babe. No shame on the game, just cut the shit beyond this. You know what you gotta do tonight. To make me move like it ain't a choice for you, like you got a job to do. Just want you to raise my roof. Something sensational. Back to my room, igniting the heat of the moment. Let the sparks fuse, blowing up to the ceiling. We're burning bright when we cut the light. Cause you're the flame I can't do without. The fire comes in the sky first. Now there's no way I'm gonna be fighting this tonight. Like it ain't a choice for you, like you got a job to do. Just want you to raise my roof. Something sensational.
If it's a random person or the biggest star out in Vegas or a little bar, it's really not a difference if it's near or far. Listen, here we are, I need you. I've always wanted what was off limits, staring at you till I'm caught in this. Back and forth like this is all tennis. I'm all jealous, you came with someone, but we can tell that there's changes coming. See, I can tell that you're a dangerous woman. That means you're speaking my language. Come on, now follow me, let's go. Like Penelope and Blow. Well aware that stealing you is a felony, yeah, I know. That's why they keep on telling me to let go, yeah. But I need you and I can take you all the way, and I'm able to give you something sensational, so let's go, yeah. Said I need you and I can take you all the way, and I'm able to follow me and I can make you move.
And we're on air. And just like that, we've already got our next guest in the studio. We are like, wham, bam, thank
it
you,
is
ma'am,
crazy.
Today.
We have, he's here.
The baby that is here. Boom.
Somebody turn those mics down.
Can I just say, if anyone did know, that's Heavy D. He's here.
You'd never have guessed.
Heavy D up in the building.
And his gorgeous new girlfriend, let me just tell you.
Hi.
You are a very lucky man.
Very lucky. Very lucky.
How have you been?
I'm good. I'm really good. You know, it's been a bit of a mad 3 weeks in the house, but since then, life's been good. Life's been really good for me.
What's it been, like a month now you've been out?
It's been a bit of a month now, yeah. But a lot has happened in that month.
What's been going? Yeah, well, I mean, lovely Bryony here has happened, if the stories are to be believed.
Yeah,
we've got your gorgeous girlfriend, Bryony, who is gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
Because we have to mention in the house, we thought you fell for a bit of Chloe.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I feel I might have been a lucky escape there.
Yeah,
you felt, you know,
100%.
Dodged a bullet, should we say?
Dodged a bullet there, yeah.
Did you dodge a bullet?
Dodged a bullet, yeah.
I've got to ask you, because I know a few of your housemates. I'm good mates with James.
Yeah.
James Whale.
James Whale, yeah.
Did you,
I like James.
Did you like James?
James was good.
He was
good.
A bit
James
of a threat. You felt he was a little threat at the beginning.
No, James, what you? I mean was he's a threat, meaning like he was, I was winding everyone else up because he got most of the vote and won the nomination. And like he was always saying to me he wants to leave and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm not falling for that old chestnut. You want to leave, you really want to win it. So there was a little bit of banter here and there. I wasn't sure if he wanted to leave or if he wanted to stay or if he wanted to win it. But then after a while, he kept said, I want to win. I want to win this. I want to win this. And then we had a bit of banter with that in regards to that. But James was a lovely bloke, you know. Me and him had loads of good chats. We sat down and had a really good chat. Very intelligent guy, you know.
No, he is a good... He is actually a really nice guy, but he's very bright, intelligent.
Me and him, we had quite a few debates. Quite a few debates, you know. A lot of people don't know this, but I'm a very intelligent and thoughtful person.
I
hold a good conversation, yeah.
Obviously, there's some others. The bear wound you up a bit.
Yeah.
Was that because of the Chloe situation?
But I find that was quite an interesting one because to begin with, it was all smiles with him and Lewis and Marnie. You're all like good mates. And then it suddenly seemed to turn, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, do you know what it was? I mean, basically, it was called, it was just like sort of more and more. He saw what wound people up. And then he exploited that.
He went for it.
Was it tough to live with at times?
Really tough. And what he would do is he was so dedicated to. I'm a wind up merchant, but I'm more sort of like tongue in cheek.
A bit more playful.
I'm more playful. I don't really go for the jugular. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I just like, you know, I will wind people up, but do you know what? I'm not malicious with it. You know.
You don't want to upset people.
I don't want to upset people. I don't want to really, like, you know, go that far. But I mean, he had a game plan and he stuck to it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? He won it.
And the thing about it is, do you know what? If it weren't, and I'm going to say this, if it wasn't for me and Beer, that would have been a really dry house.
You're absolutely not wrong.
Yeah. I have to say, when you went, I've got two boys. Yeah. And you might have been a bit annoying to live with, but my boys were quite gutted when you left. They kept saying, it's not the same with that heavy D, is it? Because you were entertaining. You did wind a few people up. And with Lewis, you had a few rucks with Lewis.
Do you know what? I would like to say I said what people were thinking. I like to say I was like, you know, I would say it. And other people thinking it. And stuff like that, but they were scared to say it. And I was the sort of person who would just say it. You know, I mean, I knew what I was saying. I wasn't being reckless what I was saying, but it needed to be said. Some things needed to be said in that house. And there were people with flying on the radar. There were people who were lying about they want to make a showmance. There was people who stuff like that, who basically didn't want to have an opinion, didn't want to get stuck into it, into the nitty gritty. So I just said it, and you know,
it was entertaining.
You can't be the truth.
You did wind up a few, like Sam Fox. Got quite frustrated, didn't she?
Sam Fox did.
Do you feel bad about anything that you did in there?
No,
you
regrets. Don't. No, listen. The way I see it is, you come into Big Brother house, you got to be able to roll with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to be able to roll with the punches, right? And this thing over. And I had my fair share of it. I was on the brunt of it.
No, you were. And actually, some of the stuff that they did with you was really. Uncomfortable viewing.
You could say that, but do you know what? I mean, when you think about it, when you really break it down, I mean, the protagonists, there was four of them. At one stage, there was four against one. Do you know what I mean? And I felt like I was out of that group because we started within that group or whatever. And like, the reason why I was attracted to that group because they were lively. And they was having a laugh. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And that's me. I'm a lively person. They was having a laugh and they was having fun, jumping in the pool and then sitting over and cracking jokes. Yeah. And that's why I gravitated towards that group.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Then it started getting a bit nasty.
Do you know what I mean?
Because I felt Lewis kind of went for you a little bit, and he started nominating you a lot.
Where did that come from? But he kept on. And you know what? Right? And when I've done it back to Marnie, some people can give it, but they can't take it.
Mm.
Do you know?
And like, definitely.
You know, and that's what it is. Lewis is a classic example of that. He likes to give it. You give a little bit of it back. He doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And here's what you call a classic thing of a bully because he likes a group round him. Mm-hmm. When you catch him on his own, he's nice as pie. Yeah. So, I mean, when you catch him at breakfast time, but as soon as Marnie's there or someone's there, he's got someone to act up to, he's a pleb.
Right.
He's a muppet. He, no, let's not get too even, right. even. He's a muppet.
Even now, you think that?
He's a proper plum.
Right.
I'm being serious. He's a proper muppet. And that, listen, now that's been me being nice.
He you is. Can swear on FUBAR.
You can swear.
He's a twat. Right? He's a you fucking twat. Right, let's have it right, yeah? Lewis is a muppet. Do you know what I mean? And the thing about it, throwing drinks over me, to be honest with you, I'm not, listen, I'm going to say it right. Yeah, blokes don't throw drinks over other blokes. Only women do. Do you know what I mean? That was a really, it was a low shot. Do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day is, like, you know, it is what it is. He's a muppet. He's a liar. He's full of shit. And do you know what? At the end of the day, he's going to get found out. I don't want to be a celebrity and I don't want to be on TV. And you choose celebrity Big Brother to say that? Come on, let's have it right. You wait until you go on Big Brother and say, I don't want to be a celebrity or I don't want to be on TV anymore. What is all that about?
It's a fair point. Maybe for the paycheck. Maybe for the paycheck.
Well, you wouldn't need to buy his mum a house.
Yeah, oh, right, okay, yeah. How much does he think he's getting paid to go on Big Brother? Do I miss something here? He thinks he's got that much that he's going to buy his mum a house.
But
he didn't get paid that much.
So I can gather.
Come on, let's have it right.
You haven't stayed
for
it.
What house is he going to buy a caravan?
Have you seen him since you left the house? Really?
I saw him at the last day. He looked very nervous. He looked very thing, but because he didn't have his little motley crew behind him. As I said, only he's on his own. He's a muppet, and he's a muppet anyway. But he tries to act the big man when he's got his little group behind him. When he's got beer, when he's got Marnie.
Is Marnie him for real?
That's bullshit. That's fake.
Is it
absolute fake? No. Let's have it right, okay? Look, Marnie has got to leave Geordie Shore, to be with Lewis, because she's got to be single on Geordie Shore. You think she's bigger than Lewis, right? She's got a bigger career than Lewis. You think she's going to get a career for Lewis? Do you really think she's going to do that? Ooh. She's not going to do that. She's not going to give up her career.
I couldn't possibly comment. Well,
that's not going to happen. She's not going to. She's going to leave her career for Lewis, who said, "I don't want to be on TV. I don't want to be a celebrity. I've got my fitness app. All right, mate. You got your fitness app. Good luck with that." But that's the one who's going to, like, you know, put on the road to Richardson fucking. Come on, Lewis.
But things are much calmer now in your life, right? Yes.
So I just had to get out.
But can I just ask one?
Lizzie, don't worry.
I know I need one more. Because listen, on the show, and yeah. I'm sorry because I know your lovely new girlfriend's here.
On the show,
you did look a bit hurt when you saw Chloe getting quite familiar with Albert, and you did look a bit hurt. Yeah. And what was that about? Because did you feel she led you on, and what do you think of the relationship?
I'll tell you what it was, right? Chloe said to me she was single, and then the next day she said she wasn't single. Do you know what I mean? In the days, and like, you know, and then like she just wasn't interested. Do you know what? In the days, it's just a little bit about nothing. The facts of the matter is, right, yeah, the next day, I mean, a lot of people did notice that I said, man, don't care about that. When I said about Chloe, man, don't care about
that. I think you got misunderstood there, didn't you?
It got a bit misunderstood.
Yeah.
Do
you know what? When I said that.
I don't
that,
think you were calling her that.
I said
but
the situation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But you know what? You know, people like to
amp up the drama.
They like the drama, they try and shit stir. Do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I would never refer to a woman as that. I love women. My mother was a woman. I love women. You know, at the end of the day, is, and I love my mum to bits. So at the end of the day, it's like, let's not get twisted. I said, I don't care about that. I mean, the situation. But you know what? People want to see to take it negatively. He can take it negatively. At the end of the day, I never said anything bad about Chloe when I came out on Big Brother's Bit on the Side. Emma Willis was horrible to me on the interview. She was like, you're supposed to be professional. Because she really, like, she was not impartial. She should have been professional. That Davina McCall, she would have, like, she was really, like, negative. Do you know what? If it weren't for people like me and Bear, she wouldn't be in a job, right? Let's have it right.
It's true.
So you know what? No, listen. Do you know what I mean? Don't have a go at the people who are making the ratings and making the show what it is, and trying to be all negative with me and hide it on my negative points. Well, you know, at the end of the day, that's not right. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? That's not right.
But was she
right.
not asking the questions the people wanted to hear when she has to do that interview?
Was there any positive clips about me? Was it all negative? It was all negative. I'm sorry, that is not professional. If you're professional, right, you have to be impartial. And if you hate someone, you still got to be professional enough to ask normal questions without showing that you don't like that person.
Okay.
If she don't like me, she shouldn't show it in the interview.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't think
professional.
I think you might be right. She has been called out on that before.
I
let's
can
play.
I just
play a quick track and then we're going to come
back. I've got so many questions.
Lizzie cannot.
Let's get juicy. It's going to get juicy in here. It's going to get juicy.
My Twitter's going off the scale. I've got loads.
But first, let's play a nice quick track.
Yeah.
Calm things down for
a
minute.
Let's calm down.
What, something calm?
Yes.
A bridge over troubled waters.
We'll see.
Okay.
Came to a sudden end there,
what
didn't
happened?
It? I'm not sure.
It's
but
Lewis.
Anyway.
He's trying to pull the plug on the show. Lewis has heard.
Right, so we've had a few seconds to calm down, haven't we?
No, but we were just saying, because Lewis and you do feel a bit sort of like you wish you could have maybe clocked in one rather than letting it go.
Oh, do you know what? Every single person says to me in the street, I was having a tarot lot the other day, they all said it. They said, you should have clocked him. He's
wait,
a
the actual tarot cast?
I was with them, I bumped into them. He went to a party, he was... Tommy Mallett's birds, he'd done their like a spring at Clover Range.
Georgia. Was it
Georgia? And you know, they was all there, and they all said the same thing. You should have clocked Lewis. You should have done that, man.
But that would have got you kicked out, and
but
that could have been.
But I'd have been kicked out, right? Yeah. And you know what? If I'd done that, I would have got paid. I wouldn't do big
Panto. Exactly.
I wouldn't be doing Panto now.
Panto.
And you know what? And you know, I've got to be Panto.
Exciting.
Where's Panto?
Panto, Epsom Playhouse, right? I'm going to be there from the middle of December.
God.
3 weeks.
I only live 5 miles from there.
No, you've got to come.
Press night.
Yeah, 3 weeks. I'm going to be the genie, Heavy G in Aladdin, Epsom Playhouse. You've got to come out. Get your tickets because 40% sold out. It's going to be sold out.
That's pretty good.
I'm telling you, you've got to come out. Right?
Awesome.
I will go because I'm near. I'm a Surrey girl.
Yes.
I'm from Crawley.
I'm going to be there on Saturday because I'm doing Tough Mudder, which is just nearby.
Oh, yeah. It's hard work.
That's actually, I know.
But so it was quite, you wish you had. in a way, gone further, but he couldn't, obviously, because you're not allowed. It's against the Big Brother
rules. Yeah, if I'd done that, it would have been, you know what, it could have been a career ender. But you know what? I've done well to walk away from that.
Yeah.
I've done well to walk away from quite a few situations.
And people appreciate you more.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. To be honest with you, I've got to say this. Before I went in there, they told me, right, you know what, you're a big guy, be careful what you do and what you say because it can be turned into intimidating. Yeah. If I would have done the things that they'd done, I would have been off that show. If I would have thrown a drink in someone's face, I would have been off that show. Yeah. If I would have stood on someone's bed, I would have been off that show. If I would have thrown a cup at the window, smashed the window, I would have been off that show.
Do you think it was a fix? Because a lot of people, I mean, Biggins said it was a fix.
I'm not saying nothing. But you know what? I mean, like, you know, think about it. If I would have done all that stuff, right, yeah? A lot of people got away with a lot of stuff in there. And I'm not saying any more than that. A lot of people got away from a lot of stuff. And that, you know what, right, yeah? I mean, I don't want to say this and I don't want to say that. But,
Well, we know what you're trying to say.
Would I want to still be on that show? Just answer that question.
No, of course you wouldn't. Thank you. But things are a lot better in your life now. Yeah, you've got a lovely girlfriend.
Things are happy. He's wearing a flower shirt. He's got a beautiful girlfriend.
So, Bryony, tell us the whole story. How have you got together? What's going on?
So, I tweeted him.
You tweeted him?
Yeah. Because oh. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Storage Hunters.
Right.
And I tweeted him, like, saying, I fancy Heavy D more than I should. Which is true. Like, and then he followed me back within, like, 0.1 seconds. Messaged me within, like, 2 seconds. And then he was like, what's your number? Within 3 seconds.
Oh, wow. My God. And fast then, mover.
Boom.
Yeah, he's like, have you got WhatsApp? And boom. Then he didn't WhatsApp me. He, like, rang me straight away.
And how's it been going? God.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Really, really good.
So good.
Really
but
good.
What is it? So on Twitter, found love, basically.
Yeah, literally
love.
Twitter. Forget, love. Like, plenty of fish and stuff.
Tinder, no Tinder anymore.
Plenty of booms.
Plenty of booms. Do you live near each other? How has it happened? Did you go on a date?
We went to Nando's.
Yes.
Oh, you went to Nando's.
Cheeky in
Nando's.
Brighton,
cheeky.
Yeah.
Cheeky.
Cheeky Nando's.
And you went for a cheeky Nando's.
Yeah. And then I'm going to give an exclusive. He was like, in the car when he dropped me off, he tried to kiss me. But I didn't kiss you back. Not even on the cheek.
Is it because he had that chilli chicken?
No.
A bit spicy.
No, I just didn't want to seem too keen.
She was playing hard to get.
I was playing hard to get.
But now it's all happy, it's all
right. Now, so let's go to Marbella, and then...
Oh! So you won you over with a bit of Nando's and then a trip to my bed.
Yeah, that was a second date.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so it's quite a whirlwind.
Yeah.
And did you watch him on Big Brother? Did you like him on there?
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch Big Brother. I'm the biggest fan of Big Brother and I didn't watch it because I didn't want to get a wrong opinion of him.
That's good.
So, yeah, I didn't watch it.
And how are you feeling about it all, Heavy?
Are we feeling love is in the air?
Love is definitely there.
Is it?
It's so much in the air. It's so much in there, right? It's just like, it's beautiful. It's just such a beautiful thing. I mean, and I know it's nice when, you know, two people feel the same way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We're obsessed with each other.
I can tell the way she looks at you.
Obsessed with each other. That is the.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cute. That's cute.
Are you together all the time?
All the time.
Literally. Yeah. You said I'm like a fireman. 2 days off.
Two days off. 2 days on my gaff. Then she goes home for 2 days. Then she's back 2 days.
Where do you live? You're in Crawley.
So it takes like an hour to get there.
I'm in Enfield.
Oh, right, Enfield. Okay.
Enfield, North London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's become quite serious quite quickly.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I feel a little violin. We should have cracked open a bottle of champagne.
I don't drink.
Hang on a minute.
What are you doing?
Oh my god.
What's up, Cobb?
Are you right, Heavy D? Where's he going?
Oh my god, what?
Shut up.
Will you marry me?
Yes, obviously. But oh my god.
Yes! Yes!
Oh
my god.
Congratulations!
Don't mess about.
We've been talking about this a lot, but I didn't actually think you were going to do this.
Oh,
and it's green. I said I wanted a green ring when we actually get engaged.
We have a proposal.
What ring? What finger?
Your left.
Darling, I can't remember. It's
we have a proposal on FUBAR Radio.
That is really nice.
And it's a yes.
And my nails.
It's a yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I can't believe this. Congratulations.
Congratulations, guys.
This is mad.
I hope we're coming to the wedding.
You didn't even ask my dad.
Right, dad.
Well, he should know now.
Get him on on the phone.
What about Bryony?
Congratulations.
Okay, let's all take a breath.
I feel quite emotional.
How are we feeling, Bryony? Live on air.
I'm relieved.
Have you been planning this?
I'm quite hungry.
There's a pub downstairs, so you can go and get some grub afterwards.
No, it's
afterwards.
Too noisy there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You like a nice quiet pub.
Yeah, well, I think you deserve a nice romantic evening.
I can't believe this has just happened.
I didn't even know we was coming here. I said, oh, let's just watch a nice film, Charlie and Chocolate Factory. I bought some chocolate. And now this has happened.
Oh, my God. Heavy D, full of surprises. I hope we're invited to the wedding.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely. We've been talking about this for a while, haven't we?
We have been talking about it.
We already know what engagement part we want. Like, we're going to have crazy golf.
This is a whirlwind.
A crazy golf folk festival is what I want with Guinness tents.
God. I can't believe that this is actually happening.
We've had some crazy fucking shit go down on FUBAR before, but this has to be the crazy. How many weeks have you been together?
Thank you.
We've been together a month.
I've been single for six years, Lizzie.
This is a whirlwind. Oh my God, I don't know what to say. Boom, that is a boom, let me tell you. Unbelievable.
I am absolutely gone. We've only got 1 minute left of the show.
Huge congratulations.
Thank you from everyone at FUBAR.
Heavy D.
I still can't believe this
Heavy D is off the market.
Seriously, you should have seen me in the nightclub. I pushed this girl, she was dancing with him. It was exclusive.
Is Ben going to be invited to the wedding?
Of course he is. Do you know what? Me and Ben, we're good. Lewis, you're the law!
No, honestly.
I'll knock him out.
James Whale. Who's going to be page boy?
Ricky.
Page boy is going to be...
oh, my God.
What's his name?
Tommy Mallett.
No, Tommy Mallett. Tommy Mallett. Chelsea sings.
Chelsea Page Boy.
Okay.
And are you going to have everyone for Big Brother?
Everyone. It's going to be... Jedward's going to be there.
Jedward.
I'm good friends with Jedward. Yeah, they'll be there.
Oh, my God.
Loads of people coming.
FUBAR Radio will
be
there.
It's going to be brilliant.
Well, we're honoured that you did it here on our show.
Yeah, what the hell?
Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
I just can't believe we need the right track here now, Steve.
Yeah, well, we've got one perfectly lined up. A bit of Billy Idol.
Oh!
What's that?
You'll know it when you hear it.
Congratulations. Thanks for listening. Congratulations.
Thanks for listening, guys. Till next week. Maybe it'll be a little bit quieter then.
say in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.